From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Here in the United States, tens of millions of people are expected to watch Sunday night's much-anticipated U.S. presidential debate between Republican candidate Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton. Their second of three debates comes as a defiant Trump is vowing to stay in the race for the White House, even as key Republicans are demanding that he drop out of the contest after a 2005 tape recorded him making lewd comments about women and boasting how he groped them. Trump advisor, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, says Trump is ready for tonight's debate.
He's as prepared as he's ever been, and he's all ready for the debate tonight. And he's obviously, feels very bad about what he said. He's apologized for it. He'd probably do it again. But what he'd like to do is move on to the issues that are facing the American people. And they only have a few more days to kind of think about it.
Trump's rival, Democrat Hillary Clinton, has yet to make a public statement on Trump's latest campaign flare-up, but Clinton is poised to confront him at the debate in St. Louis, Missouri. VOA will have live coverage beginning at 9 p.m. Washington time and 1 hour Universal time tomorrow. Check out our website at voanews.com for the debate and all the news about the U.S. presidential election. Syrian government forces continued their offensive on rebel-held eastern Aleppo Sunday, after the UN Security Council failed to pass a resolution on Saturday on a truce to end the deadly bombing of the city. The United States and Eastern allies in Europe have been trying to isolate Russia over its actions in Syria, suggesting that they could impose sanctions, calling for war crimes investigations. This is VOA News. Funeral services were held Sunday for an Israeli police officer who authorities say was killed by a Palestinian who opened fire from a car in Jerusalem, also killing a woman nearby and wounding several others before he was stopped by police.
He was chased by police special patrol units on a fast motorbike. Shots were then fired at our police officers on their motorbikes, who responded and shot and killed the terrorist.
Israeli police spokesman Mickey Rosenfeld speaking, the Israeli prison services said the attacker had been convicted of assaulting a police officer and was ordered by a court to start a jail sentence next week. Israeli police have been bracing for an increase in aggression during the Jewish high holidays. Rosh Hashanah was last week. Yom Kippur begins Tuesday. Turkey's prime minister is blaming Kurdish militants for a car bombing Sunday that killed 10 soldiers and 8 civilians outside a military checkpoint in southeast Turkey. Turkey has launched a military operation in response to the attack. Turkish authorities imposed a temporary blackout on coverage of the attack, citing public order and national security reasons. White House officials say the Obama administration is launching an immediate review of its support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen, following an airstrike Saturday that killed more than 140 mourners at a funeral in Sana'a and left at least 500 others wounded. Most accounts of the incident said the devastation was caused by missiles fired by one or more warplanes, possibly the most damaging attack since the Saudi air campaign in Yemen began in March of 2015. Saudi Arabia denied any involvement in the incident and says it plans to launch an investigation into the attack. The Ethiopian government imposing a six-month state of emergency in response to intensifying and deadly anti-government protests across the country. The declaration, which went into effect Saturday, aims to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. Human rights groups report more than 450 people have been killed in unrest since last year. A military helicopter has crashed in northern Afghanistan, killing all 7 people on board. A defense ministry spokesman blamed a technical fault with the Russian-made aircraft for going down in conflict gripped Baghlan province while it was transporting supplies to Afghan forces. The Taliban claims its fighters shot down the helicopter as the terror group continues to fight Afghan government forces in the region. And healthcare professionals and public health advocates worldwide celebrating World Mental Health Day Monday with an effort to promote awareness of mental health issues as a factor in first aid treatment plans. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.